everyone. Welcome to the Magnum PA podcast. It is a after dark episode for you. It is a the sun hasn't decided to rise yet episode for me. So
You get us as we are.
You get us tired as we are, but for different reasons. So I am Eve.
And I'm Liz.
We're tired.
Very.
Bear with us. And we're here to talk to you about season 5, the season that should have never been, according to CBS at least.
And how wrong they were.
Yeah, Jay was right in the end.
Yep.
Oh, it's, yeah, but he also traumatized the fandom with how with the way he was right.
He did. He traumatized the fandom.
Yeah. And gave him an incentive to fight because, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
According to some sources, he has been told that CBS was in for that season, so yay. But yeah, that's TV to you. It is unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's very predictable, and then sometimes it's like super unpredictable,
as seen by the 2 canceled and saved shows this year.
I know of one.
Which is the one?
SWAT.
9-1-1-2.
Oh right, yeah, that's true. Because they canceled it, and then they right at the same time announced that they were saving it, but on another network. Right, forgot about that.
I mean, it's technically both House of Mouse.
Yeah, it's going to ABC, right? Yeah,
it's going to ABC, which I forever associate with Fairy Tales.
Ah, I know exactly why.
Why? Please tell.
Because of Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. It was like the main show that I watched on ABC, so it's forever associated with that.
Me too.
Pretty wondering, is Grey's Anatomy on ABC?
It is, yeah.
Oh, so I'm also watching Station 19 there.
Yeah, Station 19 is also on ABC, I think. Yeah.
Definitely. We don't have the 9-1-1 situation that we have next season where one show is on Fox and the other is on ABC.
Fox canceled a lot of their shows this year.
Huh? Yeah. They almost pulled a CW Thanos.
Yeah,
they did last year. Like, last year was brutal in the cancellation agreement.
Yeah. And Fox did that this year.
Yeah.
Brutal, but I mean, there were a couple of shows, like, there's a couple of shows that I could, one show that I was watching that I was like, okay, I'm enjoying it, but it's gonna get cancelled for sure.
Which was it?
Fantasy Island.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah. I was like, it's good, but it wasn't as good as the first season, and I just had a feeling, and then they aired the finale, and then the next day, they announced that it was cancelled.
I hate when they do that. When they do that. Give fans a chance to say goodbye. Even if you say it right before the finale, I think that's one of the things that made it easier to say goodbye to Y5O.
Yeah, it's true. I still remember where I was when I read that it was ending.
Yeah, same. It wasn't a shock. 10 seasons is a great...
It's a great run.
Great way to end. And, yeah, I'm just disappointed by the finale of it, but if you look back at it, it was, for them, they knew about it being the final season the day they shot it. So basically, I think in the last week or something when they shot it, so they had no chance to react.
Yeah, it's true. It came...
Which is why the finale is a great season finale. It's not the best show finale, I must say.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while. I should probably go back and... I remember how it ends, but I don't remember much of it, like, leading up to it. Like, I remember the final scene, but I don't.
You definitely remember that season's episode 12, though.
Oh, yes, I do.
Because two PIs were on it.
Yes. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, I do recall that one. Yeah, I was actually just watching some old Hawaii Five-O episodes. Like, when I come home for lunch, I tend to watch them.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah. They're kind of an evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes watch them too.
Yeah, they're fun.
Especially season 10.
I started back from season 3 or 4 or something like that.
I love rewatching it from season, I think. Was it 8, 9, 10? I think it's 8, 9, 10. Or was it 7, 9, 10? 7, 8, 9, 10. Anyway, I love watching it from when Tani is on it and Kono is gone.
Oh, I like Kono.
I'm one of the people who's currently, not currently, Kono's story was over, as was Chin's. And Chin's story felt very repetitive, as did Kono's story with Adam. So at one point, it just felt like Adam could do anything that he wanted. He could never please her and was getting on my nerves. Hence why I stopped liking Kono. I love Kono in the first seasons, but I think after season 4 or 5, she's just it's always the same thing. Adam's
I like her good like, enough I like for her character. I like her character, but maybe her story wasn't the best, but I always enjoyed her character.
I did in the first seasons.
Yeah.
And then she was team Adam's never good enough for me, and yet I'll string him along. Blah.
It's actually because of Daniel Dae Kim that I started watching Magnum PI, believe it or not.
I believe it. Lost.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure I've said it before, but I was watching Lost, and then the day that Lost ended, I'm pretty sure it was pretty much the same day, they announced the reboot of Hawaii Five-O and that Daniel Dae Kim was going to be on that, and then because I love all things Hawaii and I really enjoyed Lost, I was like, okay, I'm going to follow Daniel Dae Kim over to this other show, and then started watching that, watched it from day one all the way through, and then it was like, oh, this creator's making another show that's based in Hawaii that's a reboot, gonna watch that. So it's kind of because of Daniel Dae Kim that I watch Magnum PI, but now they're obviously all independent of each other, and yeah, but in a way, it's because of him that I watch.
I mean, it's not so independent of each other. Magnum PI jumped off at a time where the potential crossovers of 5-0 were done, so yay.
Hmm.
It still kind of exists in the same bubble. Unlike with MacGyver.
Yeah.
There is no way to cross that over anymore because the main character or main actress was in Magnum PI is a different person. So I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I think that MacGyver is going to get saved.
Yeah. At this point.
Hmm. Yeah. That for the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big time.
We said we wanted to talk about season 5. Why don't we start?
Yeah, we probably should.
Season 5 feels a lot like there's been a lot of fan service.
I kind of love it.
Yeah. In the best ways, honestly. They remembered a lot of stuff that I love. Rick has a very season 1, season 2 feel about him, which I adore. Because I can finally like Rick again.
Mm. Yeah, he's still not my favorite, but I like him more this season than I did.
Yeah! He's very much still not my favorite. He still has got this I don't get why romance with Susie, but he's more the Rick that I liked.
Yeah. Yeah, that's valid. And I'm loving all the Miggy goodness.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? I love the balance. I've said it before, I will die on this hill. I love the balance. I love that we didn't have every episode focused on Miggy. Mm-hmm. We had some. We had moments. We focused very much on the case. And then we had the Miggy moments around that, if we had some.
And that balance makes the Miggy moments even sweeter.
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't get them all the time. So when we do get them, they're just, like, extra special.
And it keeps the ones that don't necessarily like Miggy happy, too, because mm-hmm. it's not Miggy PI, it's Magnum PI
yeah.
still. And it still has that feel. And even though there are a couple, some of these episodes, especially, was it 7?
Where they split them up?
No, where they hug in the end.
7.
Yeah, 7. It still very much just has the best friends feel.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with them being boyfriend and girlfriend. So they're still best friends.
Yeah.
And they still have that dynamic, which I very, 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 very much appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's also like a testament to that, like that they're still best friends, that like they were able to keep it from everyone, right? Like, I think that's kind of
proof. Despite being absolute shit liars.
Exactly. But I think that, you know, because, like, I think because they were such good friends that it didn't appear so obvious to everyone, right? Because
yeah,
their relationship
yeah.
is built on the friendship first, so.
Because a lot of awesome. Their behaviors is already rooted in their friendship. They're yeah. bickering, they're touching, aside from the next level touching that they're doing now, but like casually touching his arm, that was already in the cards, vice yeah. versa.
And now she's just more open, like they're just
she sometimes behaves like she's a little bit touch starved. She's touching mm-hmm. a lot,
yeah.
Compared
and I
to
love that side
seasons.
Of Miggy,
yeah.
I love
guess
that side.
Her love language is touch as much as it is, as it's mm-hmm. his,
yeah.
Matching, yay.
I love that. I love that for them.
Same. I love that they brought back Mahina too.
Yeah, I like Mahina.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute. Mm-hmm.
She is adorable.
Yeah, that's gonna be, I can't wait to see that, like, if it continues, which I think
we already know it does.
Yeah, I was gonna say we already know it.
So she was on the island when they filmed around the finale. So right. I guess we see Mahina all through 5B.
Yeah, which I'm pretty all right with.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I like the fact that she was always there to be a casual mm-hmm. love interest. Like, she was never going to be a center stage character, and they're not yeah. making her. They're not focusing TC all about the love story.
Yeah.
That's just one aspect of the character, and I like it, and I love it, and Mahina is adorable. Emily is gorgeous. And so fucking talented.
Yeah. Now I'm excited to see how it develops.
Yeah. And that's why, it's also one of the reasons why I like Mahina more than I like Suzy, because Suzy was introduced as very much a one-episode character.
Mm-hmm. That just kind of stuck around.
And then out of left field, she was brought on as a love interest for Rake, and it never really made sense to me.
Mm.
Because there was this, I'm your boss, and resistance from both sides, and still this resistance, and it's kind of painful to watch.
Yeah, it is kind of painful.
Especially the I'm your boss, I shouldn't. You're two grown ass adults, and you're literally making the rules in your workplace.
Yeah.
Fucking talk. Just fucking talk and make sure she's fine, and then the whole boss situation. No longer a thing.
It's not like it's a
lawyer client, doctor patient. That one is shady as shit.
A super professional place of business, right? Like not
CEO,
that it's not
secretary, that kind of power imbalance.
Yeah.
But even then, if talk to each other, and then even that power imbalance can be okay if it's actual, you know, consenting adults that know what they're doing and could at any point disclose their relationship happily because they're not doing shit.
Yeah, and they're not breaching any rules or anything, so
yeah,
it's not that big of a deal.
Fucking talk to each other. Yes, you're her boss, but you're running a fucking bar.
Yeah.
It's good that they're addressing it, but also they could have addressed it with that thing in mind too, if they wanted to. I mean, ultimately it's good that they address that power imbalance issue, because it's an issue that is in our everyday life where people try to abuse the power imbalance to get sexual favors.
Mm.
But they could have also portrayed a version where that's an okay situation because he's not abusing his power.
Yeah, they could have.
Because it was never about sexual favors. That guy has
had a crush on her.
Yeah.
And it was stated multiple times, so...
Yep. Because of all of that, it's painful to watch at this point.
It really is.
We're once again at the point where he wants to get together with her. And I'm worried he will be rejected again, or he will not... It will not be what he thinks it'll be, because I cannot imagine it to be the thing that he wants it to be.
Yeah, I don't really know where they go from here. Like, they've done the whole, like, wanting to be together rejection thing. Like, they can't really do it again.
They can, theoretically, make it be the final rejection.
Really boring ass storylines, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. It's also one of the reasons why, in the end, I am entirely not invested in him saying he loves her.
Yeah, that was,
I'm not invested. Others are. I know that. Others are more on board with that. I think they just have a better suspension of disbelief when it comes to that than I do. I wasn't invested.
Yeah, I didn't really care all that much when he said it.
I cared about one thing. Deleting the fucking message, really, Orville?
Yeah, I don't
just get own it.
That either, like, just too chicken to, like, actually say anything. Like,
what's the worst that can happen?
She rejects you. You're already rejected. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, exactly. She already rejected you. What's the worst that can happen? She rejects you again. You've been there, done that.
Yeah, it wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
He literally has nothing to lose.
Especially since the situation with them raising Joy together is kind of weird, given that he seems to be a very willing father that would want to help, and yet he doesn't get to.
Yeah, it's true. He, like, constantly wants to take Joy, and he was in the hospital, like, those first couple days with Joy, and I don't want to say he doesn't get her, but, like, I guess he's not given that opportunity as much, or he doesn't, like, we don't really know if, like, I mean, we assume it's Susie.
Yeah. It is, at the least, a communication thing where for some reason he doesn't get to see Joy every day,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of baffling to me. And he has to move into the guest house. Just move him onto your couch. You have a newborn. Have him do the diaper duties at night.
Yeah.
He's a
Even if you hate the guy.
He's a very ruling father. Have him do the diaper duties. It's and a fucking would. Newborn. He would, because he's the father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would. He would totally own, like live up to that and do that. And
pretty sure if he wouldn't, like,
if I was Susie, I'd want the help.
Yeah.
So.
He needs a place. She needs the help. Which it comes down to talk again. Talk. Mm-hmm. Have him sleep on your couch while he's looking for a new place. And do diaper duties at one point in the day.
Yeah. Win-win for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, he obviously can't nurse her. His breasts are useless, but...
But he can
at least change diapers the diapers, and... rock her to sleep.
Yeah.
Establish, and that is something that I find even more important than anything else, establish a nighttime routine with a child that he can do when she's with him alone, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because a nighttime routine is heaven sent for babies.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really important.
And puppies, by the way. Nighttime routines, I love them so much right now. Puppy problems is like best thing to say. There is a certain time in the evening where he's just adamant about going into bed, and if I don't go to bed with him, like going to the bedroom with him, he will get cranky. He will get very cranky.
That's funny.
It's bedtime. Why am I not in bed?
It's like, move it or lose it.
Yeah.
I love that.
And the thing is, he still can't reach the bed by himself, so he is dependent on me picking him up. But he doesn't want to stay in bed without me, so yeah.
Mm, problem.
I have to be there. Gordon's story this season, though, amazing. Like, I think the best storyline he had all series long.
And I remember Jay saying that was going to happen at the end of season 4.
Yeah, I remember him saying that he was excited for the Gordon storyline way before he even got canceled.
Yeah, and he was like, it's going to be like a Gordon that you just haven't seen before.
Yeah, and I love it. It's best storyline he had the whole show for me.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because it actually feels like he had a storyline. I can actually not name a fully fledged season-long storyline for the guy.
Till now.
Before that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Neither can I. Like, he had elements in other seasons, but, like,
it was nothing... episode situations.
Yeah. But nothing that was, like, solid all the way through.
You couldn't get... I couldn't see, like... I guess season 1, he started being friends with the guys, and then season 2, he had, like, a few episode long Forgive Magnum situation. But that's about it.
And then the thing with his sister, but again, that was like mentioned in two separate episodes, but they weren't really, like, it wasn't a, like, a, oh my god, I'm gonna use the French word right now, like a cheminée, like a path, like a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't a development.
Yeah, from that's the word.
It wasn't a development from A to B. It was just like, point A is here. Episode, OP!
Yeah, yeah.
Where I'm just in season 5, you had the development.
All the way through, so far.
Yeah. And Dennis! What happened to Dennis? He's like a real cool character this season. I mean, he was already a cool character when he talked to Gordon about how the police isn't
right
the Deuce's favorite institution at the moment, but mm-hmm. this season
they
dialed it up a notch with Dennis.
Yeah, they did.
I love it.
I wouldn't mind seeing him again and more, and
yeah,
be cool.
Also, wouldn't mind if they brought back the K-pop star for an episode just to see Dennis squirm again.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was amazing.
It was great.
Was really one funny. Of my favorite moments.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a good one.
I have a real issue with this season, though.
Mm.
How can you waste child like that? Like, he's a cool character. People liked him. People wanted to keep him around, and then you give him that end where where nothing happens. Nothing happens.
He goes kaboom, like, yeah, and that's it.
I get it's a shot moment, but also it does do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't raise the stakes for the guys because they barely register it because Rick is taken. DC is in hospital. They're like, okay, child's dead. Cool. We've got more pressing issues. Rick is taken.
Yeah. And I love that Eric was like, oh, well, at one point we considered keeping Michael around.
Maybe they should have kept him around for an episode where it actually had an impact. A little bit more of an impact than just the bomb.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's not the best timing or reaction.
No, not at all.
The fandom warned the guy more than his friends did.
It's so true.
It's like legitimately the fandom mourned the guy, and the characters went, okay, cool, can we talk about Rick?
Our house just got broken into and
Rick's been taken, so we have issues. He's already dead.
Yeah, he's not the priority at the moment.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's dead.
Yeah.
He's toast, literally.
Oh, God.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, man, we're so mean to what else about season 5?
The cases.
Mm.
It feels like they dial up the cases a notch because, A, first time we had a case that didn't have a classic, oh my god, the bad guy goes to jail situation.
Which one was that again?
Episode 4. Not safe for work. They got the wrong guy out of jail, but the wrong guy also went to jail for his daughter.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time I remember that we have a slightly dissatisfactory ending to a case.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I fucking adore, because that is the reality. People go to jail in America for something they didn't do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, that's just put a word to it. Because guess what? Their judicial system is as flawed as any other country's.
Mm-hmm.
But with the jury, well, with the jury sometimes doesn't understand what reasonable doubt is.
Yeah.
So they send someone to jail, even though, based on the evidence, what you they shouldn't. Just did is scary as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't remember what case it is. I'm currently very obsessed with true crime. I've been that for like years, but there was a case recently in one of the podcasts that I listened to where you had such flimsy circumstantial evidence that no, you couldn't send the guy to jail without reasonable doubt. It was like there was so much doubt. It was scary that they sent him to jail. Do I think that he did it? Yes, absolutely. He's the only person with a motive.
Mm.
Motive isn't the issue here. The fact that there's like zero proof that he was even there.
Mm.
That makes it really scary that they send him to jail. Because imagine it was just an asshole with no motive other than wanting to kill someone. They exist.
Which could happen, yeah.
And he's just like, there happens to be circumstantial evidence that places him, that could, not even places him there, that could place him close and could place him once having touched the murder weapon.
Mm.
Yeah. There's evidence that he was in the house not long ago. So, yeah. Could have touched the murder weapon. Yeah. Basically, there's some shady shit going on in America. And I... In every country, by the way. It's not just America. Yeah. Like, wrongfully convicted people happen everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, basically, that is a very accurate...
Betrayal.
Yeah, thank you. Of that. Also, child lying to someone in interrogation, yeah. Being shady about that, well, that's very American.
Mm-hmm.
That is very American.
It's in, like, every TV show also. Like, yeah, every cop TV yeah. show.
But they're always dialing it down, because in there's states in America where it's downright legal, actually bloody fucking legal, for a cop to fabricate evidence to extract a confession. Fabricate evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not admissible in court, obviously, but it's admissible to get him to confess. Like, you could literally just be like, hey, this person has said you did it, they saw you, confess. Even though nobody ever came forward. And it happened before. People did say that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Weird shit. Yeah, so I love the cases. I love the billionaire guy on Maui.
Yeah.
He was fun. Didn't like the fact that Magnum was a little bit of an idiot in that very same episode.
I was going to say with California. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bringing he wasn't back, exactly the smartest.
Bringing back the bad guy is not the best idea. You'd think he'd think about that. He did.
A little reckless on Magnum's part.
As Higgy pointed out.
Yeah. Oh, she was mad.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. But they resolved it and had their little movie night, which was adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, they tried to.
Yeah, they tried to have a movie night. Didn't work out so well.
Not by their fault. They kind of lost power, so they couldn't continue watching.
Mm-hmm.
Was there something else that stopped them? The people.
A couple people entering the house
A few very useless mercenaries. You guys were armed.
It was like, what? Like 5 against 2?
Yeah, something like that. 5 or 6 against 2. With guns and everything.
Yeah.
Magnum and Higgy just take them down. Cool.
Okay.
Also, I'm still not over how dumb this bad guy was. Like, did you really think it's a good idea to nope out and go to your boss after? It's not. Use flesh.
I mean, he thought he was following orders from the boss, so...
Yeah, but apparently it never occurred to him that he might be followed and that it might be a trap, because apparently, according to him, this police is as stupid as they are.
Yeah, these bad guys were not the smartest people that we have dealt with.
No, for sure not. For sure not.
Mm-mm.
So what do you think 5B might have as a storyline?
Mm-hmm.
Other than Rick and Susie.
Didn't Eric write in an article, or didn't Eric say in an interview that was written into an article, that we were going to meet another bad guy?
Yeah, towards the end of 5B.
Another foe, or whatever he said?
Yeah.
So, that What else?
Was it? Oh, didn't he say it was related to Higgy this time?
Did he?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
I don't remember. That could be interesting.
I have like this glimpse of remembrance in my head, but I'm not entirely sure. Don't quote me on
it. Yeah, I read it pretty late at night or early in the morning. I don't even remember. So
same.
I have to reread it. I have to find it again. But that'd be cool. I'd be alright with that.
Same. There was one episode that I'm absolutely dreading. If Eric is right with what he said, they're addressing spirituality and religion. And that's like something that please don't touch it.
Ooh, when did he say that?
In one of the articles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Missed that one. Team, please don't touch it.
Yeah. Yeesh.
Because religion is a very, very touchy subject.
What else do I expect in 5B? Or think that's going to happen? I'm still team proposal in 520.
I would love that. I would love that. Unless they're saving it for episode 100.
Could be, but that's... Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah, I had to think about that for a second. Yeah. I'd love and I love you, but again, not 100% necessary, but it'd be nice.
They've kind of been saying it all season long already without saying it.
Yeah, but I'd like a verbal I love you.
No. Yeah.
I
mean, that one's inevitable.
Yeah, I hope it happens sooner rather than later.
I mean, and by saying that's inevitable, they will eventually say it. I just don't think it has to be a big moment.
Yeah, I'm not saying it has to be a big moment, but I want them to say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's going to be a motorcycle chase. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a car crash situation. There's going to be a gala.
Yeah.
And your brain's like, wait, trying to place the info that we have.
No, I placed it all.
So the car crash is from one of the interviews from Jay that they filmed something with Magnum getting hit by a car.
Yeah.
And since it didn't happen in 5A, it obviously happens 5B. We saw a little bit of Higgy doing a little bit of motorcycle chase thanks to Real News and thanks to Emily and Betsy posting. We know that there's going to be a little bit of a gala that they, if I saw it correctly, might have shot at the Kahala.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about all that. Well, I didn't forget about like the motorcycle chase and stuff, but I forgot about the gala.
It was in their stories.
Yeah.
They're wearing pretty dresses.
I do remember that. And also, didn't Jay say that Miggy gets dressed up a couple times this season? And so far, we've only technically seen it one time. So, maybe gala. That's the second time.
Yeah. Gala.
I'd love that.
I mean, we know from Steven's Insta story that he gets to wear a uniform again.
Oh yeah, that's true.
For the gala, because it's in the same time frame.
That's true.
And then we might have season 6 to worry about.
Yeah, we're still waiting on news from that.
Oh, we did get news this week.
Mm-hmm.
We did get news this week. Just like in before season 5 was announced, Production Weekly has Magnum PI listed, Magnum PI 6 listed. And there has been confusion on Twitter, and I'm going to have to say it again. This is not about 5B.
Right.
Production Weekly is about what's going to be produced, not what's already produced and hasn't aired yet. That is a completely different situation. That's not what the magazine is for. The magazine is not a TV guide situation. It's for the industry to know when they can maybe apply to Magnum PI to work there, that there's something that they might be able to apply to in the future. That's what Production Weekly is for. So this is legitimately about season 6.
Yeah.
So, which is not the worst sign.
No. And hopefully good news.
It's definitely good news because it means that someone's looking at it and wants to develop it. Doesn't necessarily have to mean that the renewal is coming. There could technically be the situation where the finances don't work out. Bye. We're not picking that one up again.
So we'll see.
It is good news though, because their series it kind of says that they're serious about wanting to do it. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing it because
we know NBC is serious because one of the execs recently in an interview said that they would love to grow the show, and so we know they're serious about the show itself. So we'll see.
Yeah. So they're looking at producing it, and maybe it'll be a positive bottom line. If not, then maybe not. But
yeesh.
I still get a good feeling.
Yeah, me too. I have a good feeling.
I got a good feeling. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, me too.
Jay thinks it's going to happen, but we're kind of all burned in that situation. It's not his fault.
No, not at all.
But we're not necessarily too resting in that right now because he's been lied to before.
Yeah. Poor dude.
The PTSD is real. I remember the ESC this year where a lot of us were sitting here like, please don't move NBC. And then they moved on Friday, which was a little bit of a hellscape situation.
Yeah.
People for some reason thought that the show be remaining in mid-season spells, we will not get a renewal. No, it doesn't. It actually spells one thing. NBC was happy with where we are, so they're keeping us there.
Yeah.
Moving us to a different place, moving us to a different thing, might actually spell worse for us than keeping us there, because they like us there, so they're keeping us there. That's cool.
Yeah, and we know we do decently there, so.
Yeah. As stated by the NBC exec recently, programming person. So, yeah, that's why Magnum PI stayed there. They like us there.
Yeah, so hopefully good stuff will be coming our way.
I think it is.
Yeah, me too.
So, that's that. We might see you all for season 6. That means there's a lot of this podcast still to come.
Yep.
Sorry, you guys.
Get used to us.
If they're not used to us already, I don't know what we'll get.
True.
I don't know.
True.
So there's that. You guys, for the next time, this is a short one, and we'll start doing bi-weekly, hopefully themed stuff soon.
Yeah.
If you have any themes that we should discuss, come at us. It's not easy to come up with new themes. If you want to be on the show, come at us. Again, we're always happy to just have a fan on here, interview that fan. Or maybe if you're a fan fiction writer, come talk to us.
Yeah, and write, guys. I love reading all your fan fictions.
Yeah, I know.
It's so amazing. A
few new chapters to you guys. Sorry. I'm busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.